In the parable of the sower, which I'm reading in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord describes four kinds of soil. Now, the second kind of soil is very interesting, and his explanation about it. It first seems hard to understand, but then if you know a little bit about growing things, it makes perfect sense. And other seed fell upon the rocky places, where it had not much earth, and straightway it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But after the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it was dried up. The Lord inserts this parenthetical statement, it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Now we need earth in order for things to grow. If there's not enough earth, not enough depth, nothing will endure. It will not survive. And yet, not having much earth actually causes something in the beginning to grow faster. And that's because the earth is warmer. Since it's very shallow, it warms up more quickly. The seed, feeling the warmth, germinates and it grows. But then the roots have nowhere to go because the earth is so shallow. And when there is any kind of drought condition, the plant dries up and dies. I think the Lord said that it sprang up immediately because it had no depth of earth is an important point. It's not a parenthetical point that we should pass over. So many times we want things quickly. And when we see things happening quickly for ourselves or for others, we feel that that's a good thing. We want our churches to grow quickly. We want our prayers to be answered quickly. We want things to go well as soon as possible. But that's not necessarily good for our soul. What we need is to grow to full fruition. And we cannot grow if we have shallow soil. And the deeper soil takes longer to germinate, takes longer to begin to grow. This is an important lesson, especially for a pastor. Of course, I have thought sometimes that I would like to see more people coming to church. I'd like them to be more serious about coming on Saturdays. I'd like to see people communing more frequently and having their lives more orderly. And I get impatient. But really, as a pastor, my job is to first tend my own soil and make sure that it's deep and fertilized and can retain the water. And that is through my own prayer and fasting and struggling for virtue. But then, as a pastor, tend that the soil of my flock would become deep and well-fertilized and able to bear life for eternity, not just for a period of time. So it's important in the Christian life to be patient. And I think that's what the Lord is teaching here. Not only that, if you have a shallow life, you will not grow to fruition, and indeed you'll die. But also, for the ones that are growing, but growing slowly, to be patient. God will take care of everything.